Hello and welcome to the latest Sustainability Perspectives podcast. My name is Elizabeth Skura. Today, HP Fuller's Global E-Commerce Manager, Tania Montesi, is back with us in our virtual recording studio to share more insights on the ever-changing and developing e-commerce sector with us. We'll discuss trends and developments, the impact of sustainability demands and changing legislation around packaging space, HP Fuller's tailor-made adhesive solutions for e-commerce, and also recent innovations and acquisitions as well. And we'll also look towards the future and explore future trends a little bit more. So, welcome, Tania. Thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for having me again. Wonderful to be here.
My pleasure, always. So, I'd like to start out with asking you, obviously, the e-commerce sector is very fast moving and dynamic, and wanted to hear your thoughts about what are the emerging trends that you've observed in the sector.
Yes, well, the biggest emerging trend is sustainable packaging. Consumers are concerned about the environment and businesses are evaluating their packaging material, the material usage, the material waste, and the overall environment footprint. Now, this can translate to a complete packaging redesign. Also, companies are focusing on reducing excess materials and utilizing streamlined designs with minimalist packaging. This approach aims to protect the product during the transit while minimizing the overall packaging waste. Now, at the same time, consumers also expect this enhanced convenience. In one recent consumer values and lifestyle survey, consumers rank convenience at its highest ranking ever. They want products and services that save them time. So in the e-commerce packaging space, this means easy to open, compact designs to save space during storage and transportation, and also packaging solutions that enable this efficient fulfillment and quick order processing. So the packaging should also be return friendly, since returns are a common aspect in the e-commerce space. Packaging solutions that simplify the return process, such as resealable packaging or even a pre-printed return label, can improve the overall customer experience and reduce the frustration. Now we're also seeing smart packaging. Now, this involves, integrating sensors like RFID tags in packaging. It's also a convenience to consumer as it enables features like real-time packaging tracking or temperature monitoring for perishable goods or even smart reordering capabilities. We're also seeing e-commerce businesses capitalize on branding and customizing their packaging to enhance this unboxing experience for consumers. So they're tailoring the packaging to reflect the brand's identity and creating personalized touches, such as custom inserts or messages. They can leave a lasting impression and foster the brand loyalty. Now, eye-catching designs, vibrant color, creative graphics all help the e-commerce businesses create a memorable and a visually appealing package that reflects the brand's identity. Taking this one step further, interactive packaging engages the consumer and enhances the overall shopping experience. Now, when we talk about interactive packaging, this can include QR codes, scannable tags, augmented reality. These are elements that can be found on the packaging, allowing the customers to access additional product information or exclusive content. The emerging trends reflect the evolving needs and expectations of consumers in the e-commerce space. As businesses strive to create a sustainable, memorable, and convenient packaging solution that aligns with the brand values and enhances the overall customer satisfaction.
Yeah, your answer highlights the many functions packaging has and can fulfill, especially in the e-commerce space. As you've hinted, sustainability obviously is a key topic in the packaging industry today. And I wanted to dig a bit deeper into what role do sustainability demands play for the sector?
Yes, as you can imagine, sustainability demands, they play a significant role in shaping the e-commerce packaging sector. As consumers become more increasingly conscious about the environmental impact of their purchases, they expect e-commerce businesses to prioritize sustainable packaging practices. Now, the first aspect is the environmental impact. Traditional packaging materials, such as plastic or excessive packaging, it contributes to waste generation and environment pollution. By using materials that are recyclable or biodegradable, compostable, companies are reducing their waste and pollution, as well as the carbon footprint associated with the packaging production, transportation, and disposal. consumers' perception and brand loyalty is another key aspect. Consumers are more likely to support businesses that demonstrate a commitment to sustainability. E-commerce businesses that adopt sustainable packaging practices can enhance their image, attract loyal consumers and customers, and differentiate themselves from competitors. This can lead to an increased customer satisfaction, repeat purchases, and positive word-of-mouth referrals as well. Then there are cost considerations. Initially, sustainable packaging options may appear more expensive than the traditional packaging materials. However, we've seen that in the long run, businesses can achieve cost savings by optimizing packaging designs, reducing material usage, and optimizing logistics. Additionally, the demand for sustainable packaging has led to increased availability and competition, which also leads to more affordable options. So sustainable packaging goes beyond that initial shipping and considers the end of life of the packaging materials as well. E-commerce businesses are exploring options for facilitating the return or even the reuse and recyclability of the packaging materials. Implementing take-back programs, partnering with recycling organizations, utilizing materials made from recycling content are all strategies that are currently being adopted. So overall, sustainability demands, whether by the consumer or by governments or even regulatory bodies, are pushing the e-commerce packaging sector towards more eco-friendly practices. Companies are now investing in research and development to find new materials, new design, and technologies that are both sustainable yet functional for the packaging purposes. And they're also collaborating throughout the supply chain, which is essential for driving these solutions. So through adoption, businesses are now addressing customer expectation, reducing environmental impact, and obviously contributing to the circular economy.
And I was wondering, obviously, apart from doing the right thing, there's also a lot of legislatory pressure for packaging companies. And I was wondering, leading on from this, what impact do you foresee these upcoming pieces of legislation that aim to reduce packaging space will have on the sector?
That's correct. Yes. And as we recently discussed in an article that we wrote for Packaging Europe, the proposed revision to the Packaging and Packaging Waste Directives hold economic operators responsible for ensuring that the space-to-product ratio or group and transport packaging can only reach a maximum of 40%. So that ratio can only reach 40% between the product and the empty space. So this revision gives full clarity on where the accountability sits, and we believe that the economic operators should start working towards this reduction in packaging now to meet the proposed target of 2030. The new regulations will move the industry in a positive direction and help reduce carbon emissions associated with the e-commerce market, as well as minimize resource consumptions. This mandated packaging space reduction will enable a shift towards minimal packaging. Legislation will encourage e-commerce businesses to reduce the overall amount of packaging that they use. This will result in a shift towards minimalist packaging, where excessive packaging and non-essential materials are currently being eliminated. So again, businesses will need to rethink their packaging strategies and find new ways to ensure that the product is safe and protected with minimal environmental impact from the packaging. The legislation will encourage collaboration in the supply chain. Legislation is focusing on packaging waste reduction, may require collaboration across the entire supply chain, as we discussed. So e-commerce businesses would need to work closely with the manufacturers, the supplier, the logistic providers to implement the sustainable packaging practices. And this collaboration will be essential to ensure that compliance within the legislation and to optimize packaging throughout the product life cycle. Finally, the overarching goal of this legislation is aimed at reducing packaging waste is to minimize the environmental impact. So by enforcing stricter regulations and promoting sustainable packaging practices, the legislation can contribute to waste reduction, to resource conservation, and lower carbon emission. We believe that this will lead to more environmentally sustainable e-commerce industry overall.
I understand that HP Fuller takes pride in its strong partnerships with OEMs and collaborates with them to create tailor-made adhesive solutions for e-commerce. Could you tell me a bit more about these collaborations and give me some recent examples?
Absolutely. We do believe that strong partnerships are essential to deliver a better experience for our customers. One example of this is our partnership with CMC Solutions. We have developed a portfolio of high-performance hot melt adhesives specially tailored for use on CMC machines and formulated to ensure secure tamper-evident sealing of corrugated box and seam bonding also on paper mailers. Customers using adhesives from H.B. Fuller on a CMC machine will enjoy a consistently high performance delivered at maximum running speed. The adhesives are clean to apply. The hot tack and strong adhesion will ensure a fast, secure bond and even a fast production line. And e-commerce brand owners can be assured that their packagings have the hot and cold temperature resistance needed and the bond strength durability needed also to ensure that the packaging integrity is maintained throughout the supply chain, all the way down to the consumer's doorstep. So our patent-pending open sesame fiber-based stair tapes is also one of the first of its kind and is validated on the CMC Paper Pro machine and can be applied on their equipment to provide delightful consumer opening experience for paper bags. So as you can see, many of our solutions are developed in collaboration with our partners to deliver the entire product to the market.
And on that note, I wanted to dig a bit deeper and ask you if there are any recent innovations that you would like to highlight.
Yes, absolutely. So we do have two recent innovations within the e-commerce space. And these innovations support the trends that we've referred to within the space. So the first one is our open sesame fiber-based tear tapes, which is the first of its kind. Unlike other plastic tear tapes, our sustainable fiber-based solution recycles directly with the board, and we've completely eliminated all of the plastic substrate. Now, the other one is our water-based barrier coatings, which replace polyethylene, also known as PE coatings. So these barrier coatings improve the recyclability of the e-commerce paper packaging while providing that moisture resistance that is so important and also meeting direct food contact compliance. We believe that these innovations improve the potential for higher volume, usable, high quality fibers that will be added to the paper recycling stream.
Obviously, we're all aware that reducing packaging's carbon footprint is of key importance. And could you give me some examples of H.B. Fuller's innovations in that area that address this challenge?
One innovation that we launched earlier this year is our Advantra Earthic 9370. This is a near carbon neutral case and carton adhesive with a high share of fossil-free sustainable raw materials. In addition, our Lundberg facility is newly ISCC Plus certified, which is a voluntary sustainability certification. This ensures that the supply chain traceability, transparency, mass balance clarity, feedstock identity, and a well-defined and verified claims and biodiversity protection. We at H.B. Fuller understand the importance of reducing the packaging carbon footprint for our customers and for our planet, and with this product, we are continually improving our portfolio.
And I understand that you recently acquired the tapes and adhesive producer Lemtapes. Could you talk a bit more about the significance of this acquisition?
Absolutely. This acquisition is such an exciting step toward our vision to expand our footprint and product range across EIMEA, particularly in the fast-growing adhesive-coated tape markets in Europe. So Lemtape is a well-respected tape adhesive solution, award-winning provider for 45 years of experience, producing and developing strong portfolio for the packaging and even the woodworking industries. And this acquisition has added complementary solutions to our existing portfolio. Now with this acquisition, we've added deep market knowledge, strong customer relationship, and now a local manufacturing footprint from a company with a very similar business model as ours. It also has expanded our production and development and supply chain capabilities, also improves our ability to better serve our customer in a close proximity to where they operate.
Great. And I always like to finish podcasts and wrap up with looking to the future. So I was wondering, how do you see the e-commerce sector developing in the coming months?
Yes, great question. And, you know, as we previously explained, the online retail sales are projected to grow at a compound annual rate that's very accelerated. So studies are now saying that this growth rate is a 14.6% to 2028, and it's not going to slow down anytime soon. So with this continued accelerated rate and this increase in consumer demands, expectations are also continuing the same trends. We will see an increase at fulfillment and third-party logistics centers. So we will see increased automation is what I mean at the third-party logistics. The streamlined fulfillment will address this accelerated growth rate. Now, e-commerce is dynamic and it's changing at lightning speed. And there's an opportunity for fulfillment centers and 3PL centers to evaluate their operation and identify ways that they can increase not only the efficiency, but also how they utilize their workforce. These centers are not immune to the labor shortages that are experienced in many industries. And automated systems, well, as you can imagine, they can work around the clock. They can process orders. They can move goods at much faster rate than human workers can. This can be especially beneficial during peak periods, such as holiday seasons, when the orders are at their highest. These systems can also improve inventory management and demand for forecasting. There's also a need to address transportation, such as maximizing payloads and streamlining pickups and deliveries, not to mention, as you know, the spiraling fuel costs. This is exactly where we at H.B. Fuller work closely with the entire supply chain. We help identify ways to reduce waste, improve packaging, and delight consumers. The collaborations will take us further, faster, which is essential in this ever-changing e-commerce space.
Great. Thank you, Tanya. Yeah, it looks there's some interesting developments ahead in this dynamic space. And we look forward to keeping an eye on it. Yeah, that brings me to the end of today's podcast. Thank you very much, Tanya, for being here and for sharing your insights with me.
It was a pleasure. Thank you again, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much.